Rouge and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
I love this part of the show. I love this part of the week. It's our chance to actually learn something. And we need you to give us a call on 13 12 16 and tell us something we don't know. A little random bit of trivia that's been floating around the grey matter that you use maybe at parties to impress people.
Totally. Have you got one there?
The Amazon rainforest produces around one-fifth of the world's oxygen. Did you know that?
Wow. Mm. That is an impressive stat.
Thank you.
Well, not you. You didn't come up with it. You just read it out. But
yeah.
Well done for finding it,
I guess.
It was
well read.
What about this one?
Yep.
Your tongue has a unique print just like your fingerprints.
I knew that.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't win.
It's just gross. Like, iPhone, we're going, they're going to go either way.
Tongue print or fingerprint, which is safer?
Yeah, that's right.
But your girlfriend couldn't hack it if it was your tongue print.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's
true. A little
harder. But, you know, throwing a tongue, you know, licking your phone to get into it's probably not necessarily the best idea.
I dropped a burger on my phone yesterday and I licked it, so.
Did you?
It's not that gross, is it?
I think that says something about you, Gab. That you're prepared to lick your phone.
I didn't have a napkin.
To get
so.
A little bit of the old burger sauce off of it. It's gross.
What's anyway, the other option?
Just not licking your phone. Would have been
I saw
fine.
No choice.
13, 12, 16. Is this another round of Gabby is gross?
Nah, we'll leave that one.
Yeah, okay.
We'll leave that one be.
Tell us something we don't know. It's your chance, of course, to win. We've got another one of our mystery vouchers up for grabs. So if you want to call, 13, 12, 16 is the number. Tell us something we don't know. So the rules are, if you tell us some trivia we've already heard before, you don't win. Simple as that. All right, KJ's on the line on 13, 12, 16. The challenge is yours. Tell us something we don't know.
Well, I'd just like to ring and tell you that inside the Quilton toilet paper roll, it actually says, Quilton loves your bum.
I definitely
did not know that.
That is funny.
Isn't it?
You know what?
No, you did not know that, did you?
I once ran out of toilet paper.
And so you had nothing else to read.
I didn't have my phone on me.
Oh, no, Hamish, don't do it to me.
And I had to sit there and read something.
And that's what it was.
No, it wasn't. I just...
Oh, my God.
I was building the drama. You have...
That's cute.
You have successfully told us something we don't know. So,
awesome.
Well done.
And ooh la la, going for the fancy toilet paper, by the way.
Yeah, well
that's
played.
No wonder I don't know, because it's I buy the one ply.
Yeah, that's right. Stuff that's kind of like sandpaper. Does more damage than good. All right. Well, KJ, congratulations. That mystery voucher is yours.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
According to a new global study, men in Australia do more housework than most of the men around the world.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I found this quite surprising, though, because Aussie men typically spend 2 hours and 52 minutes every day doing housework.
Wow. Who's doing my shit?
I was about to say, someone is doing a lot because he's bringing up the average.
Yeah.
Because 18 minutes, it's 18 minutes more than Swedes, half an hour more than the Brits or New Zealand, and 40 minutes more than the Italians or French.
And yet, still 3 hours less than what is expected or asked of us.
More than three.
I think
that's a lot of time, though. 2 hours and 52 minutes every day. Like, there is no way there is that much housework happening in my house for me or my partner.
I guess it just depends on how big the house is or how slow you do the housework.
That's true. So maybe it's like 10 minutes of sweeping, sit down and watch half an hour of a TV show.
Yep.
5 minutes of cleaning the kitchen, sit down and watch something else.
Ellen's on.
Yeah.
Just watch that for a little bit.
Maybe. I do want to know, though. I am quite curious. 13, 12, 16.
Yep.
Men out there, if you're doing your share of the housework, give us a buzz.
Yeah.
And let's do a high five. Because obviously Aussie men are, well, they think they're doing more anyway. And
we are doing more.
We want to check
this
out.
The stats are in, Gab. The stats are in. We're doing more. We're world leaders in the amount of housework
Excuse me, I'm just choking in all this bull. But I feel like this stat is what men think they do, maybe not necessarily what they do.
Jets.
But give me a call.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16.
Call up. Yeah, by all means, brag on how much housework you're doing.
Yeah.
Let everybody know. 13, 12, 16. Luke's on the line. Are you doing that much?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I live alone.
Well, that makes more sense. Yeah. Because,
no one does it.
Yeah, you have no choice. But what are you doing for 2 hours or more every day? Like, what is there to do?
It's probably not 2 hours a day. I'll probably all day Saturday I clean the house, and then on Tuesday and Wednesday I do a quick back throw.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you do like a big chunk one day, a little chunk another day, but it averages out to, you know, 2.5 a day. Is that how they're doing this? Maybe that's it.
Yeah. But then again, if you live by yourself, how much are you trashing the house during the week in order to have to spend all day cleaning it up on a weekend, on a Saturday?
Friday nights, the boys come around.
Yeah, there we go. Well,
that
you know what?
That makes a lot more sense.
That you should get them. You should hand them a vacuum cleaner before they leave Friday night. So, guys, quick whip around before you leave. That'd be nice.
I like to move it, move it. The Hit FM March Movement. Thanks to F45.
Move it. Yeah, I like to move it.
8:18, and time to get into the next of our March Movement songs. The worrying statistic is that over 60% of Queenslanders are deemed overweight. We're doing something about that.
Yeah, we're trying to make everyone change their habits, just little by little, so that by the end of March, you have got healthier, active lives to continue on and build from.
We all do. It's all about exercising a little bit more. We spend a lot of time sitting down here at work, so any chance we get to get up and get moving, we are going to take. And we'd love the fact that a lot of people have jumped on board with this.
Yeah. Luckily, our toilet's upstairs too, so we have no choice but to walk up and downstairs a couple of times a day.
Well, there's another choice. the back door is just there, Gab. And there's a tree, so I'm all right with that.
Easier for guys than girls.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? It's about moving, and we have had some great people jump on board, including the team at F45, Toowoomba Central, team training, life-changing. And we thought we'd get some technique guidance when it comes to some exercises every now and again. Now we have Josh from F45 on the line right now. We're taking a look at a pretty basic body weight exercise, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's for sure. We're taking a look at the squat.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool exercise when it comes to strengthening legs and whatnot, but there's a bit of technique involved, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Very important.
All right, so what do we have to look at when doing a correct squat?
So when you're doing your squat, one of your first things you want to look at is your foot position. So you want to be shoulder width apart, toes slightly pointed out, and all the weight has to be on the heels. When you're doing the squat, you want to drop the hips out first, keep the chest up nice and tall, and lead back up with that chest, making sure we're pushing all the weight off the heels again.
What's one of the most common mistakes people make when doing a squat?
One of the most common mistakes I see generally is people putting too much weight forward, so they're ending up on their toes, which is going to lead to issues on the knee. You're putting too much stress on the front of that knee. And the other one is people coming down too much in their chest, which if you're doing weighted squats on your back, puts a lot of stress on that lower back.
And when it does come to squats, what muscles are we going to see improvements in with those?
Yeah, so when you're doing your squats, your main two are going to be your glutes, so in that bum, and the quads, so the front of the leg. But you are also going to have your hamstrings, the back of the leg, and those calves getting involved as well.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Josh. If you want to check out the video, it's on our Facebook page. We're doing squats today in the video, Hit South Queensland. Now, whether you're doing squats or something else, just keep moving for this next song. Gab, what are we going to do today?
We're doing a wall sit because Tracy sent through a request that that's what we do today.
Okay.
If you want to send through your requests, make sure you hit us up at Hit South Queensland on Facey, and we'll give it a go. But today is a wall sit. And is it a long song? Please tell me it's not a long song.
It's long. It's 4 minutes.
No, that's 4 minutes. So long.
So now's the time to get up and get moving. Get out of your chair. Let's do it together. It's the March Movement song, Good Charlotte Dance Floor Anthem. Hit a bam. Mythical creatures.
Right.
Now, as the president of the Fingo Finders Club, a Fingo is part fox, part dingo. Some call it mythical, but I've seen one, so I know it is real. Just think of a long-legged fox, okay? That's what it kind of looked like to me. Anyway, with shorter fur. So it's hard to explain. You have to see one for yourself. Anyway, I'm always intrigued by when other people see weird stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and you're a believer.
I am a believer.
These mythical creatures.
Yes. Well, as it turns out, like Bigfoot and Yetis and the Chupacabra, all those things excite me. Well, somebody has seen a Yowie, and they've seen it in our region.
I've seen a Yowie.
Not the chocolate Yowies.
At Coles.
Don't bring this down. There was a Yowie shopping at Coles? Well, the prices are down, so you don't blame it. Anyway, no, a guy called Christian Anderson who's a photographer. Uh-huh. He was at Coomber Falls at Maidenwell.
Yeah.
And he was taking a few photos. And then he saw a Yowie in one of the photos. It's an amazing story.
Did you see it and take a photo, or do you take a photo then see it later?
I don't know. That is a question I want to ask him. I want to see if we can track him down and hopefully have him in the show on the show in the next couple of days. And just say, like, A,
what happened?
I'm a believer, mate. I understand that you've seen a Yowie.
Yeah.
But what happened? Did you see the Yowie, take the photo, or there, or the other way around? You
know, I want to know if he's a believer, if he's just like, what is this?
Yeah. I've seen the photo. It's online. You can check it out. It's on all the news sources. You can check it out for yourself. I've seen the photo. It definitely looks like something in the distance.
Does it look like a Yowie, though?
No, it's a blurry shot. But aren't they all?
Of course.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.